Hello, this is Tessa of TessaB.net, welcoming you to a wonderful session that I am so happy to share with you. It is resulting from a question that a dear friend and client has posed. And as I went through the various layers, it occurred to me that I should record this and share it with others because it's such a good question. So basically her question is, how can I let in people's help and not be hurt by those who I ask for help and they resist? How many times have you and I been in a place where we felt really vulnerable and really pretty much not feeling very safe in our bodies, in the energy around us? And this is really true of empaths, isn't it? And I know you are an empath. So here are a few morsels, if you will, to play with. And first, I'd really like to invite us to all ground. And the easiest way to do that is with breath, isn't it? So a nice big inhale and a very slow exhale. I'd like you to do that again, an inhale and an exhale. So please wiggle your toes. Feel the texture of whatever, if it's a carpeting or floor or tile under your feet. Very good. Now wiggle your hips a little bit. Kind of raise your shoulders up to your ears. Raise your eyebrows up and down a couple, three times. That's so beautiful. So in looking at, in my personal experiences with this topic, I found that trusting was really tricky. And a lot of that was as a result of my childhood upbringing and probably some past life stuff, if you believe in all that. But the result was that I found it difficult, very difficult to receive physical presence, to receive people's love, to receive just anything outside of me. And as I worked through this piece of receiving, which is so important, isn't it? I became aware that I didn't trust. I just didn't trust, one, that somebody was sincere in their gifting me. Two, that they could gift me in a way that I would actually benefit from, and there's ego laced in there. And three, that I just didn't trust that they would be there for me. And that, again, as a result of a lot of childhood trauma. And I also knew that receiving was a key for me personally and for me in my prosperity, in my manifesting. Because if I energetically pushed away or didn't allow gifts from the universe, from spirit, from people around me, from the planet, then how could I possibly expand and learn? And that was really my crux point. So I use a lot of different skill sets that I have developed over time. And I always take my issues or my wondering or my conundrum into my heart center. So I'm inviting us to do that now. If you can, slowly drop into your heart, and it's around the sternum area. And would you be willing to say, I be my heart fire breath. Nice breath. I be my heart fire breath. I be my heart fire breath. And just let that in, if you can. Receive that. Receive that wisdom and that energy. So I'm going to go silent for a minute maybe. And I'm going to do a couple of rounds around control, needing to control, safety, and trust. And I'm asking you to, as you sit in your heart and put your attention in that area, to bring up an incident, an accident, an experience where you did not feel safe to trust, did not feel safe to receive a gift, receive an energy. And just hold that. And as your mind wanders, bring it on back, okay? There you go. All right. I'm going to go silent now. I'll be back in just a flash. Thank you. I invite you to come on back. So those energies and that gift of love, of light, will continue to move through your field and through your bodies in gentle, loving ways. So as much as you can, would you be willing to intend, say something like, I intend to receive. I intend to trust. I intend to be allowing. Beautiful. Beautiful. So this is Tessa of TessaB.net. Signing off for now, blessing you bigger than I know how. Bye for now.